The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien, do you have a fern?
I don't have a fern, but I am very proud to announce that I have managed to keep the plants growing on my myopacet on my balcony alive. No jokes, guys. This is a huge achievement for me. My poor father had to resurrect, I don't know how many bean projects in school, and I now have plants that are alive. So I'm very proud of that. And, you know, I have to say, Prince Charles maybe is ahead of his time with his green affinities. And I talk to my plants. Perhaps that's why they're still alive.
I mean, Prince Charles was ahead of a lot of things because he's just been around for so long. But anyway, that doesn't matter. Rolien, let's get a situation update from the north of Israel. What is going on over there? Because things are starting to look a bit
hectic.
Before
we get to that, I just want to bring in some breaking news because we are headed to elections next month. And just in the last 10 minutes, Moshe Feiglin, who is the leader of the far-right Zehut party, has pulled his party out of the race for the Knesset. He has apparently reached a deal with Prime Minister Netanyahu, and Zehut will merge with the Likud for the elections. And while we're talking about green and all things green and all things plants, Moshe Feiglin is a big advocate for medical marijuana.
Another green man, yeah. Okay, very good.
And I don't know, maybe he talks to the plants. I don't know. But in their joint press conference just moments ago, Prime Minister Netanyahu said the issue of eased restrictions for medical cannabis users must change. Medical cannabis must be legalized. So apparently that's one of the conditions. And another is that to increase economic competition inside of Israel. So watch the space. It is going to be cause for concern for a number of people who are very concerned about coalitions being built or being formed with far-right parties. But we are heading to the polls at a rapid rate. And yesterday, Yuli Edelstein, the Speaker of the Knesset, promising that we will not go to a third election. I think two is enough for us this year. So it's going to be very exciting the next couple of weeks, very hair-raising. Perhaps that medical marijuana is going to be needed by some.
I was about to say, you'd have to be high to have a third election. It would be.
Well, you know what they say, Am Israel high. moving on, let's give you an update on the north. And one of the big concerns, because of rising tensions, is what seems to be the inability for the United Nations interim forces in Lebanon. Those are UNIFIL troops. They are a peacekeeping force. It's their inability to kind of hold Hezbollah in check. We've had a massive escalation over the last week or so. We know that Iran are using their proxies, Hezbollah, to send drones into Israel. We've had big issues with drones. Just a couple of hours ago, the IDF declassifying information and making it public about Iran's plans with their program, their plans with their drones, and exactly who was behind the drone attack. If you search for the IDF on Twitter, you will find this information. But both the United States and Israel appealing to the UN today to please increase the mandate of UNIFIL troops in the north, please, you know, to help them. They say that Hezbollah has basically neutered the power of UNIFIL, and what has resurfaced is footage of Hezbollah members setting fire to a UNIFIL or a UN peacekeeper's vehicle. So we are waiting for the United Nations Security Council to vote on whether or not they will increase this mandate. If they do so, it will be quite a significant victory for Israel at the United Nations, because this is an area where we seem to have a lot of resistance. We seem to have a lot of criticism from the UN.
Yeah, absolutely. If the UN could do its job up there, I think it would be very, very, very helpful. Now, we've been speaking about Jerusalem quite a lot this week, Ro. Different countries opening trade offices and discussions around that. And I see Honduras has made an important announcement in this regard.
Well, not just Honduras, but another country called the Republic of Nauru. Now, I thought to myself, Republic of Nauru, I've never heard of them. But today, two significant recognitions of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. They joined the United States in recognizing the entirety of Jerusalem, not just West Jerusalem, and Australia have...
Ro, are you with us? Ro? Okay, we seem to have lost Rolene there a little bit. We're going to try and get it back because I do want to hear about this country that is recognizing Jerusalem and where it is exactly that they are getting into. Very interesting to hear about Zuhut joining Likud there. He had a very interesting platform last time around in the election, but didn't quite make it. Maybe... You know, maybe this will get him into the government, which will be certainly make things a little bit different. Ro, we lost you there.
Only
sorry about
for
that.
A second, I'm still here. But we were talking about yesterday's announcement by the Honduras that they will open, or rather by Sarah Netanyahu, that Honduras planned to open up a diplomatic mission in Jerusalem, which is the first step to moving the embassy. And today we heard from Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez. He will be visiting Israel tomorrow to officially open this diplomatic mission. And he says this is formal recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. So a very, very, very significant development. You know, we have this tiny island in the Pacific, in the Oceania, very, very close to Australia, the Republic of Nauru, who sent their recognition in a formal letter to the United Nations. I have the letter in front of me, and now the Honduran president. So I'll read to you from this very, very formal letter that says, the permanent mission of the Republic of Nauru to the United Nations presents its compliments to the permanent mission of the State of Israel to the United Nations and has the honor to refer to the matter concerning the status of the city of Jerusalem. The mission of Nauru has the honor to convey the decision of the government of the Republic of Nauru to formally recognize the city of Jerusalem as the capital city of the State of Israel. The permanent mission of the Republic of Nauru to the United Nations avails itself of this opportunity to renew to the permanent mission of the State of Israel the assurances of its highest consideration. So a very, very formal but very, very welcome letter, as you can well imagine, by our mission to the UN and by Israel here. We've also heard from the Palestinians who, as soon as this was announced, condemned it.
Well, they can't go visit Nauru anymore, so it's fine. Very quickly, Ro, as we are running out of time, Benny Gantz, was he hacked by the Russians?
Was he indeed? He says he wasn't. He says no, it didn't happen. There were allegations that perhaps there was a massive Russian hack of phones and computers belonging to himself and campaign officials within the Kahol Levan, Blue and White Party. But he says no, he wasn't hacked. This is just spin by political rivals. But what he did do is he hired a company called CGI Group. They're an intelligence company. They did a quick inspection, and they said that while it is crude slander that they were hacked, about four or five phones belonging to the party, they say they use the term infected by an Eastern European actor. So nobody's saying the Russians did anything. Nobody's saying anybody was hacked. But as we approach the elections, I think we're going to see a lot more of this aggression or these kind of tactics come up as we go ahead.
That sounds bizarre, I have to say. Infected by an Eastern European actor. I mean, that could have all sorts of weird connotations arose. But anyway, let's hope that the Israelis can keep everyone safe, because we don't need another election hack going on. But I'm sure you'll keep us updated with actors from Eastern Europe, Western Europe, Africa, Asia, the next time that we chat to you on the Israel Report.
Well, you do know I'm a lover of pop culture. What can I say?
Actors indeed. Rolene Marks there. She brings us the Israel Report, and we'll chat to her again on this program on Monday afternoon.